You're listening to SBS News.
Ying Wang and her two young children are both Australian citizens who returned to Wuhan, the centre of the coronavirus, for Chinese Lunar New Year. It's been an anxious few days with a ban on outgoing travel from the city imposed on Monday.
We are pretty worried about getting infected, so we can't go out. We've been stuck at home for a week and we are running out of food.
Her two children are among more than 100 others in the Hubei province, subject to travel bans which are affecting more than 50 million people. Ms. Wang is desperately seeking help from the Australian government to bring her and her children home.
Australia is like a second home to me. We all have work and children need to go to school and kindergarten and such. Our life needs to go on. And we're really stuck here and we haven't got any help from any other sources in Wuhan.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says all options, including consular assistance from the Australian government, are on the table.
It is, I think, very important to appreciate that there are limitations to what we can do. As I said, we don't have a consular presence on the ground, so getting in to help, given the travel restrictions, continues to be a significant difficulty.
A fifth case of the virus has been confirmed in Sydney today, contracted by a 21-year-old woman who had travelled from Wuhan to Sydney. Sanjay Samanayake, a professor of medicine at the Australian National University in Canberra, said there is evidence the virus can be spread by people who are affected but not yet feeling or showing symptoms.
So the sicker people are, they'll probably excrete more virus and for longer. So if you are not having symptoms, even though you're excreting virus, there is a chance that it might be for a shorter period of time.
Discussion of the disease has been rampant on Chinese social media platforms, fueling panic among the Chinese diaspora in Australia. In Brisbane, a fake coronavirus alert was circulating, advising people to avoid suburbs with a high Chinese population. Pharmacists around Australia, including Anna Fantine, who works at a Sydney chemist, said even national suppliers have sold out of face masks and hand sanitizer to combat infection.
Oh my gosh, it's getting crazy. Everybody come to buy face mask and they want hand sanitizer. We don't have anything.
With primary and high schools due to resume this week, some independent schools, such as Scots College in Sydney, have issued alerts urging those who have returned from China in recent days to stay home. University classes are also due back in coming weeks. Some student bodies, including the University of Sydney Representative Council, where Abby Shee is General Secretary, want campuses to commit to concrete preventative action.
In mid-February, there will be a Welcome Fest Orientation Week event going on at a huge venue here on campus, where a lot of students will be coming back from China to attend. So we hope the university can take some prevention method, stop from potential virus spreading around the crowd.
Chinese state media is also reporting it stopped its citizens from booking overseas tours as part of the country's effort to curtail the spread of coronavirus. The move puts at risk about a quarter of the travellers Australia expects every year from China, its biggest international tourism market. And it compounds the woes of operators who are already expecting fewer customers as a result of the bushfires. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.